to another edition of the Infinite Loopcast. I'm Fleshy, and I'm joined by another full cohort of hosts in the form of Aaron.
Hello.
Anna.
Hello.
And Si.
Hello.
Sorry about last week, folks, where I had to disappear. There was familial matters at stake, but I'm hoping that this week is a much more sedentary week for all concerned, and that there's no bedroom invading by one child to the other. How are we all?
Good.
Surviving Prime Deal Day?
Yep, bought two things and that's it. I bought some new, not Apple, AirPods because I don't like all these sticky in the ears thing because my ears are too small. And Call of Duty because it was $7.99. I'm just going to get it and then probably resell it for a profit.
It's hard to go too far wrong for $7.99. Like, a game's got to be truly abysmal not to be worth $7.99.
Well, I have fond memories of the... Is it Modern Warfare 4? I remember that well. And it comes with that. Yeah, the one that came out...
Oh, you mean Call of Duty 4, Modern Warfare?
Yeah, that one.
Right, I'm with you.
I don't know the terminology that well. It was a while.
Does the standard edition come with that one?
If you get the standard plus, I think, yeah.
No, you don't. You only get the legacy edition.
Okay, well, I don't mind, because I won't be playing it, but you do get some kind of stickers or something inside. I'm not
quite sure.
Everyone
loves stickers.
Yeah, Kev likes his sticker or two. But,
And that's it.
Yep, less than £20. I probably won't buy any more, because I've got Blackpool at the weekend, so... Save some penny.
Living it up in Blackpool.
I haven't been Blackpool for years.
I've
and we
never
have...
been Blackpool. Are you going to
have
get some
you
rock?
Not?
No.
Oh, we're going to go there because it's like a play expo going on. So the one we go to normally in Manchester, they have it in Blackpool.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to do that and we purchased Merlin passes a few weeks ago and they have a Modern Two Swords and Dungeons at the Tower. So we're going to use our passes and do all that stuff without children, which will be...
Oh, that'll be ideal.
Excellent fun, because we got the Merlin passes and we went to Madame Two Swords in London and that was fine. It was what it was. It was good. Then we went to... we went to... Oh my God, what is... Is it the Dungeons?
London Dungeons.
Yeah, we went to Dungeons and... When you go in, it says, oh, not suitable for young kids. And we took our 11-year-old and she cried most of the way through.
So it turns out that what they were saying was true then.
Yeah, but she was like, she was up for it. You know what I mean? It's like, you sure you want to go?
No, she thought she was up for it.
Yeah, and she wasn't. So I wouldn't recommend taking 12-year-olds to the Dungeons. But Madame Tussauds is fine. It is very weird going there when you see it, you're like, oh, that's so-and-so, but they look, I know they're supposed to look real, but they look real, and it was very nerving and off-putting. Like, I was like, this isn't right, I shouldn't be able to just look over there and there's Cameron Diaz or Johnny Depp. It was very weird, but it was very fun.
It is slightly disconcerting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Especially the superheroes.
It's so odd.
Because they are, do you know what I mean? Like, they are definitely not real. But then you see them, it's like, oh my God.
Yeah. They did have a Marvel 4D movie experience, and that was awesome. Like, that was really, really good. I really enjoyed that. Like, there was, like, puffs of air and the seats shake. It was, and, like, things are in your back. And that hurt a little bit, but... they just need to refine that back bit a little bit and it would have been perfect. But Merlin passes, yeah. We're doing that at the moment. I'm going to Orton Towers at the end of July because we have a 13-year-old who loves CBeebies like no end. He loves it. So they've got a CBeebies World. He didn't get to go to London because he was at respite. So we're going to take him there and... have a glorious time. So that's what I'm going to be doing.
And the time will be glorious.
It will be glorious. It always is. Have you lot purchased any Prime deals?
I have. Oh, go on, Aaron. No, you go.
I've only gone for the 50 months on the PlayStation Plus because I let it run out because I really wasn't playing the games that I was getting. I wasn't playing online games, so I didn't see the point.
Oh, Aaron, if you'd run out on the store, I think there was 18 months or 38.
Oh, this was 30 for 15.
Sorry, 35, 18 months for 35.
Okay.
About the same then, isn't it?
Yeah, about the
same. It is exactly the same price per month.
I haven't got anything, although I am looking at Pokemon Go Plus right now.
Are you going to get that?
I don't know. It seems kind of pointless. Is it kind of pointless?
I have one.
Do you use it, Anna?
When I go out, yeah.
How does it work, Anna?
It's the thing that goes on your wrist, isn't it?
No, I know what it is, but practically, how does it work?
It works flawlessly. You basically open the app, you click the button in the corner, well, you obviously register it, and then every time you want to use it, you just open the app, tap the little icon, it says searching, you click the button on the band, and then you just shut your phone off, and every time you come across a Pokemon, it will vibrate, you press it. Every time you come across a Pokestop, you press it.
So do you have to keep the app open?
Yeah, it's open in the background, so it doesn't use as much battery, because that was what I was always like.
What do you mean open in the background?
So you know when you open an app and then you just press the home button, it goes back to the home screen?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like that. So it's not constantly on, like you're looking at it, because that's how
normally... You use other apps and stuff.
Yeah, because the thing will be connected, and then... It has different colours for different scenarios. So, like, it will go yellow if it's a Pokemon you haven't got. So you press it, and then it will chuck a ball at it for you, and then it will flash out a green or red, depending on if it caught it or not. And if it catches it, it's like a rainbow of colours, because it's really cool. But, I use mine. Like, so if we're going around London, I'll just put it on, sync it to my phone, put my phone away, and then it will just vibrate as and when we're near a Pokemon or a Pokestop. You can just set it to only get Pokestops, which is good because, like, if you've got no balls or anything, you don't have to go and catch Pokemon. You can just get the resources from the Pokestops and then turn the catch Pokemon back on, and then you'll have the balls and the Pokestops. It's very clever.
How does it work in terms of capturing? So if you're walking along and you get a buzz and you press the button, do you then have to manually capture it later? Like, does it put
no.
it in the bank that you then got to go through and throw balls? Or
no, basically. So if it comes up yellow, you're like, oh, I haven't got that one. So you can just press the button and it will throw a ball at it, a standard ball, or you can open you up and get that rare Pokemon. But I think it's blue if it's just one you've already got, and it'll just chuck a ball at it, and then it'll just tell you if it's caught it or not. There's nothing to do when you open your app. Everything that you have got and stuff will just be in your inventory or in your Pokédex. You don't have to do anything on the phone. It's just a way of not having to have your phone open all the time. And just because normally when you're on the app, you're really slow and you look in. This way, you just like tap, tap. And when, especially in... like cities and towns, there's lots going on, so if there's like 10 Pokemon around, you could be pressing that quite a lot. That's why I only have mine set on Pokestops, because where a Pokestop is, there's normally Pokemon around, so I'll just open my phone quickly if I have time to see if there is Pokemon around. But it is exciting when you've got a yellow and you're like, oh, get the phone, open it, and then it's something you haven't got. They are good for what they are, if you know what I mean.
Yep.
They're not necessary, but it's got to have if you're just walking about and stuff.
It's 30 quid though, that's the thing.
Oh, I paid 35.
Yeah, that's the normal price. So the Prime Day deal is 30.
They were hard to get though when they were released. You couldn't get one for love or money. Yeah. So they were going for like £80 on eBay.
Oh,
people
really?
People were just buying them and then selling them on at a profit, so...
That's silly, isn't it?
Yeah, but people are paying it because Pokemon Go was the thing, wasn't it, last year? Obviously this year, now they've got raids and stuff. Like, they have released a Pokemon with Ash's hat, and that's I've only... Oh, have you got it? It was on my radar, but I couldn't get it to come to me. So, but obviously I'm going out this weekend. It's till the 24th, so we've got 2 weeks to catch that. So I've seen his shadow today. So hopefully at the weekend I'll get one, because it's just a Pikachu with Ash's hat. It's Ash. I think his name's Ash. I'm not entirely sure. I'm not a Pokemon fanatic. I know. Yeah. So I hope. Yeah. So I have one with Santa hat, and I have one that I got from London. So I will never trade him in, because he was from Buckingham Palace. So he's like a prince. Is Prince Pikachu in my thing?
wait, where did you get one of him? Where did you get him?
Who, Pikachu?
No, you got, what did you say, a Buckingham Palace one?
No, it's not a Buckingham, I got, that's where I found him.
Oh, right, I thought you had one, like a little bee pizza hat.
No, I just found him at Buckingham Palace at the time, so I caught, because you can rename them, so he's Prince Pikachu. Because I'm that
sad. I need to check which ones. I've got the Santa hat one and the,
yeah,
the other one today. I put Pokemon in the gym on Saturday, and it's still there. With the new way of getting coins, I must be raking them in when he finally comes back.
Definitely. That's
the one. Different one just came back. Because you get loads.
Yeah, I've not done a raid yet. I don't quite know how they work.
The raids. I've always done raids against Magikarp.
Yeah, people do have them. But I went past a gym the other day, and gyms are now Pokestops as well.
Yeah.
And I swiped it and I got all these things like a raid pass and stuff. So at the weekend,
you get one free one a day. Well, if you haven't got one already, so you can use the one you've got.
Yeah.
And then find another gym, swipe on that, and you'll get another one. So you can actually do two in one day if you're sneaky about it.
Oh, that's cool. But yeah, I might try that at the weekend, see how that works. But it looks like fun. I keep getting, like, every time I go past a gym, it's like, oh, in 1 hour there's going to be a raid or something. I'm like, what? Not now? And there's an egg and something. I'm just like, okay, whatever. But I'm never around that long to do all that. But it's an addition. It's something different to do than just walking around looking at your phone.
Just making sure that I favourite these Pikachus so I never delete them.
I've started trying to log in daily to get my guaranteed Pokemon.
Yeah.
Guaranteed Pokemon?
Yeah, when you log in, you're guaranteed to find one next to you.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how you get your daily bonus.
Yeah.
I've never had that. I don't really log in until I'm out of the house now, because I go get the fast bonus as well.
I'm not going to turn mine on. See what's going on.
And I see this guy, this one I have, he's still, I wonder if it'll tell you how long he's been in the gym for. It was just, I was just walking past the gym and there was an open space.
Yeah, just plunk them in there, I would.
But that means someone's been feeding it berries as well.
Yeah, because you can now feed them, can't you?
So I'm nowhere near this gym, it's miles away. Someone's just giving it berries. Someone's keeping it alive. Kind person.
What, does your Pokemon pass out if you don't feed it berries?
Yeah, they slowly degrade now. So it means that, so, you know, when people put like loads of fairies, like really strong fairies in a gym, they can't do that anymore. Okay. You can only have one of each Pokemon, and they slowly degrade. And also, every time they lose a battle, they get weaker as well. So it's much easier. So it's much easier to take over a gym on your own now, for example.
I'm with you. How do you see when your PlayStation Plus expires?
You go onto one of your PlayStation Plus games, look at when the license for it expires.
That's a really clever thing. Oh, so it expires December.
Yeah, you want to get on the deal?
No, I've got a 12-month code downstairs in a box. But the trouble is, it's one of those limited edition 20th anniversary boxes.
Ah.
So I'm in 2 months whether I should be opening now or not, but I can't see.
Open the box, because the code will expire.
Yeah. But you can't stack codes on PlayStation.
Yes, you can.
Can you?
Yeah. Well, have you been holding on to it?
Yeah.
I always thought you couldn't.
No, you can stack.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I literally did it the other day.
The so only ones you can't stack is 15 months, and I can stack the 12 months.
The only ones you can't stack is if they're ones that are only for new subscribers or for resubscribing. I did it the other day. I've extended mine to like 2018 or 29. No, it is 2018 next year. I did mine years ago. I stacked loads years ago, and then I've just stacked it, and then it finally ran out now.
No. Who knew? I didn't.
Yeah, you can stack away. I mean, there probably is a limit.
Yeah. Well, then I might grab this 15 months as well. Then I just don't have to worry about a thing. What have people been grabbing then? Aaron, you just said you grabbed.
I've only grabbed that. I don't know. I've been looking at other things, but I've got tomorrow morning. There's a deal on Bridge Crew for the PS4.
Oh, is there?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's at 10 a.m. or something.
Is it on for the PC as well?
No. So I thought I could get it on the PS4, then I could actually do a Bridge Crew in the house if I have somebody over.
And I could play with you on just the PSVR version.
Yep.
And it might work better than the crossplay.
I doubt it. It's still EA serves, isn't it?
Ubisoft serves.
Ubisoft serves, yeah. It's still going through the same servers.
It is.
It might be slightly more stable, but I don't know. And I really prefer not to play it on the PlayStation. They're silly ones.
It works.
It worked, but yeah, I've got touch controllers.
I still really like the PlayStation headset. Although I did have a eureka moment with the Oculus the other day.
Yeah.
I never knew how far back the little triangle was meant to sit on your head.
Yeah, it's supposed to be right underneath the back where it dips back in. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that, and I've sort of had it on like not the crown, but I've sort of had it on the hard bit at the back.
Yeah, no, it's supposed to dip down. But the problem I've got though is that then means that the side bits clip into the tops of my ears sometimes.
Oh, I haven't got that. I haven't experienced that. Okay. But you could change to the other ear things.
Other ear things?
You can switch out the Oculus earphones now, can't you?
I've taken the earphones off. No, it's the actual bar that goes across your head. If I've got the triangle down low, that the band that goes across to the face clips the, you know, in the top of my ears.
Nice.
It's not horrendous. It's just that if I'm wearing it for a couple of hours, it does get a bit painful after a while.
Yeah, I see what you mean. That is annoying.
But it's only Elite. Is annoying. It's only Elite that I tend to play it for that one.
It's very annoying. I've got the gear stick coming my way for the steering wheel.
Yeah, I've not. I'd look at that and I thought, no, I don't actually do that much driving to start with. Now that it's table, I can, but I haven't found myself wanting to drive much. I'm just flying, that's all I'm doing.
Flying without wings.
Yep.
And the various codes and bits. There's quite a good Microsoft one. You've got 3 months Xbox Live and £10 credit with 12 something. Depending on how you look at it, is either 3 months of Xbox Live for £2 or £10 of credit or not much at all. Yeah, what have we been playing this week?
Two games.
What games are they?
Been playing some more Witcher 3, just going through that, just bit by bit.
I've put some more time into Witcher 3.
Just, I need to get it done, really, because Pab's been playing it, and he says it's excellent and marvellous.
Yeah, I'm playing the DLC.
Yeah, that I'm on the second one at the moment, going through that. It's quite good. I got up to a point where it says, you will now, if you go any further, you won't be able to complete certain quests. So I turned around and started doing all the side quests in that area because I don't want to miss anything. So that's kind of cool. I do love The Witcher. It's so pretty. And then at the start of the week, I was like, you know what I keep hearing about? It's The Shadow of Mordor, the new one that comes out.
Oh, yeah.
So I put The Shadow of Mordor in, and now I get it. Like, I get it, because before, I hated it. I put it on, and I was like, I can't do this. I can't beat the War Chiefs. It's doing my head in. I completely deleted it and just shoved it back on the shelf, because it was a review. But Kevin played it, and I was like, I don't really get more, like, Lord of the Rings. I know of Lord of the Rings, but again, the start of it was fine. I loved the start, just going doing what I was doing, but I couldn't do the War Chiefs. They would wreck me every time. And now I've learned that you have to, the weaknesses is what you have to look out for, and then, like, beat them by using them. Because, like, some of them can be taken out by an arrow, and that's cool, but you have to read them, and you have to go and get the worms to get the intel on them. So I've been playing that all week. I've now done 3 out of the 4 War Chiefs that I need to beat for the mission. And it looks pretty. It's got, like, the 4K upgrade. So that's always a good thing. And it's really nice and pretty looking. Like, yeah, I know they're orcs and stuff, but their texture and the aesthetic of them, it's so good. Like, and I know this game's, what, 3 years old now? It was a while, because it just came out of the blue. Nobody knew it was coming out. And it is really, really good. Like, I don't understand how it's just clicked with me all of a sudden. But, yeah, it's a good game when you understand what's going on.
I picked that up in the Steam thing.
I'm not sure when the Xbox one finishes, but it's like £4 on the Xbox One.
Yes, I saw that as well.
But it doesn't have 4K, apparently.
But it will do.
It will do at some point, but it doesn't right at this moment. And, like, I didn't play it just because it had 4K. I just kept hearing about it, and you thought, you know, I'm going to play this. I have got it. I seen it the other day because I was going through my games. So, yeah, I've put it on and having a whale of time. But I don't have to play it long to do something in it. You can just go around, pick one or two missions up, and then turn it off. You don't have to constantly be, like, grinding at it. You just do as you do. It's got, the only thing I don't like are them. Is it Caragors? I don't like them. They annoy me no end. Like, you can ride them, and I can do that, but when they go and try and eat you, they're horrible, horrible things. I don't understand how they're so brutal, because I know they've got, like, a counter, but I don't know, I can never get that down for some reason. But apart from that, I'm enjoying it, so. And there's not much else out at the moment, so just play a bunch of old games, get them out of the way, because it'll be uni and games in come September, so have to get ready and get everything out of the way and finish. But that is about it. Oh, and at the moment I'm having to play Lego City Undercover. Like, I used to love this game, like, love it, but my son plays it every day, and he's obsessed with collecting things, and he can't collect the last pig that is on, is it Liberty Island? And he can't go to Liberty Island until he's finished some levels. So now I'm doing levels for him So when he plays it tomorrow, hopefully, if I get it all done, he can go and get the pig and not ask about the pig 20,000 times a day. Because, trust me, that gets old quick. So I'm doing that at the moment and failing because it's all timed missions. I don't remember timed missions in this, but there is. So I'm doing. What about you lot? What have you lot been doing this week?
We played Elite, the three of us.
Yes, we did.
I don't have this game.
It was fun. Well, I say fun. It was frustrating at first.
Yeah.
And then a little bit tedious. And then a bit fun, and then we had to log off.
Yeah.
Si and I both blew up twice. Yeah. Nice. Si blew up twice. I blew up once, I think.
Because you ran out of fuel.
Yeah, I misjudged the jump, and then I pulled out of hyperspace too soon, and then I went back into hyperspace, but of course that used up loads of fuel. And then I missed my target, and then by the time I turned around and gone back to it, I ran out of fuel.
Yeah, and now I've now learned how to actually refuel a ship.
Oh.
Because I didn't know before our little jaunt. I didn't know how to refuel a ship remotely. Now I know how to do that, so I can come and save you. Hopefully in time next time, because I was about a second away from refueling Si's ship.
Yeah, but you also shot slightly to the left.
They're also targeting.
Okay.
You basically lock on and fire them like missiles.
So it wouldn't have mattered. But yeah, I mean, in addition to Elite, I've been enjoying other stuff on my Oculus. I've tried I Expect You to Die.
Oh, I thought you'd played that before.
It's because I told you in the WhatsApp group that I played it, but I haven't actually talked about it on the show.
Ah, okay.
I Expect You to Die is basically like the James Bond simulator. So you are, you play a spy, and it's kind of like a point-and-click escape the room style thing, except most of the problems cause you to die if you get them wrong. And there's a time limit, and it's all a bit stressful, but really fun. So the first mission, you're in a car, and you've got to drive the car out of a plane. But to get the car out of the plane, you've got to jumpstart the car. But when you try and jumpstart the car, a laser comes down and tries to shoot you in the face. So you've got to find a way of dealing with a laser. And once you've done that, you've got to deal with a whole sort of consecutive series of problems. But what's nice is that I did it a certain way, and then it sort of came up at the end with like awards for doing certain things in it.
Yeah.
And one of them, I just completely bypassed this whole part of the problem by the way I did it, by the looks of it.
Okay.
So which is quite cool.
I guess if you do different things, then you'd set off different traps or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. So it looks like it's sort of got a branching element to it, so there's no one way of doing the puzzle, which I quite like. Then the second mission, which is what I'm still stuck on, is a chemical mission where you've got to stop off a chemical attack.
Okay.
And it's, I know what I'm doing now with it. I had to fail once in order to sort of learn. But now I've learned what I'm doing, I should be able to do it this time. But it's good fun. I think it's on PSVR as well.
I believe it is, yeah.
And it worked really well on PSVR. The control scheme is very, very simple. You can pick stuff up, and then you lock it in place with one trigger, and the other trigger is do things. So it'll work perfectly on the Move controllers. So feel free to pick it up on either. I've written Psycho Auto VR.
Okay.
But I don't know what that... Oh, that's meant to be Psychonauts VR. So I've been playing Psycho Auto VR on the PSVR, because that's where it's exclusive. And it's also a point-and-click style adventure. it's Psychonauts. If you're interested at all in the characters, then it's really good. If you're not, it's an average point-and-click adventure. Some of it, like, the voice acting is great, the humour's Psychonauts. I'm really enjoying it. But it's making me want to play that Rick and Morty game, and I can't justify spending money on that Rick and Morty game.
I really want... Yeah, I've been looking at that, but it hasn't come down in price yet.
No. So. And I had a patient today who is buying a VR headset specifically to play that game.
Wow.
So I don't think they need to drop it in price, because I think it's just got the brand recognition.
Yeah, very possibly.
What's my done? I don't know if I can talk about that one. There was a certain game that had a closed alpha this week.
Okay.
I don't know if I can talk about it.
Okay.
Anyway. I played Tyranny. Finally got around to playing Tyranny, which is the RPG which, for me, is the best premise ever. The premise of Tyranny, an animal like this, is that evil has already won. So you start the game, and the beginning of the game is the downfall of the good side. And you play as a almost like a legal guardian of the evil side. So it's your job to go around and ensure that everyone's obeying the law of the evil people.
Okay.
And it's brilliant. It's a really fun little RPG. I was a bit taken aback at first with the graphics, because... Have you ever played Pillars of Eternity?
No.
So it's isometric. It's not fully 3D.
Okay, isometric.
But it's not like Diablo, where it's really pretty. This is all still... It looks quite budget for quite an experienced studio. This is... Obsidian made this.
Okay, I do like Obsidian.
Yeah, so the actual story, and like... I found myself just sitting there reading... I found like their writing is spot on.
Mm-hmm.
But it took me a little while just to get past the graphics. Which is,
because if does it take it away from the game?
It's unfortunate that it had chose that graphic style, because I'm sure they could have done it another way.
Mm-hmm.
But the combat's okay. Controlling your team's a little bit faffy, but not terrible. The banter between the teams quite good. The whole playing the evil side thing is amazing. Like, you're just... There are occasions where you're choosing between terrible options, and it's just a case of whichever terrible option you feel is the most appropriate. And it's like, do you want to hang this man or flay him? What's he done?
Oh.
Why would I want to do it either? I haven't actually had that specific example, but there was one you meet quite early on where there's a... guy with a carriage, and the guards are like, can we pummel him or do you want to interrogate him? It's like, all right, I'll question him. So you start questioning him, and then literally by the end of it, I don't want to ruin it for anybody, but I sussed out a few things. I'm going to ruin it. I sussed out this guy was a thief. At least I suspected that he was a thief. So I accused him being a thief, and he sort of crumbled and admitted that he was a thief. So I had him executed.
Oh, you're nice.
Yeah, I found this game brings out the worst in me. I very quickly stopped caring about their digital lives and just started reveling in role-playing this horrible, horrible man. But this horrible man that's very, very strict with the law. It's okay. Almost like Judge Dredd. It's really clever.
Okay, yeah, I know of Judge Dredd.
You've heard of the Dredd.
Yeah.
So it's a really clever little game. I'm thoroughly enjoying it. I think I've probably put about 4 or 5 hours in there.
Oh, £35.
You've got access to it, though, buddy.
Oh, sure I have.
In fact, you've got access to the Archon edition, Yep. Soundtrack as well, if you want it.
Some of that doesn't carry, but yes.
Oh, okay.
Potentially.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. I'll have a look at it. Try and
see if I... So that's you will really enjoy it.
I reckon that's my sort of game.
Yeah, it's whenever I was playing, I was like, oh, Aaron would really like this. It's very RPG. It's a proper old school RPG, and it's all the better for it.
Yeah, I've really, really find it hard getting back into isometric.
Right. I found that I stopped caring when I started reading all the stuff.
Yeah, very possibly, but yeah, it's.
And you've got access.
Witcher and things like that.
Yeah, I know. You've got access to Pillars of Eternity as well on the Steam library.
Yeah.
That was the Humble game next month.
Yeah.
So, if you don't like playing Evil, you could go play Pillars of Eternity, which is the good one. There you go. What else have I done? I don't know what else I can talk about. I played a couple of. And things. So I've been playing Paper Mario, and it's a really fun game, but my problem with it is as follows. There doesn't seem to be any skill with it.
Okay. There is, though, because you have to collect the stickers. And there is enemies. Is there not? Or am I thinking... Is there more Paper Mario? I can't figure out which one this is.
It's the one where you get the stickers.
Yeah, but there's two, isn't there?
It's the 3DS one, not the...
Okay.
So there isn't a skill with it, because it's just a case of what stickers you find.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose there is a modicum of skill in making sure you shuffle your stickers properly.
Mm-hmm.
To make sure you've got a good mix, depending on whatever enemies you might come across.
Mm-hmm.
But beyond that, there's not really much skill compared to how they used to be. So on Mario & Luigi Superstar Brothers, wherever it was, it would be mm-hmm. really important to time your jumps properly and to make sure you put your, you know, the correct armor on and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And even on the Wii, which was the Wii one? Was it the Thousand... Not Thousand Year Door, that was the GameCube, wasn't it? The Wii one was... Anyone?
No, I've not Paper played Mario any.
It was a really, really good Paper Mario RPG. But there were layers of skill to it. You had to know different attacks, different defense things, and... Yeah, it was more involved as an RPG, whereas this just seems... really superficial.
But you have to collect special stickers, don't you? For
you do have to collect the special stickers. Yes, at the moment, what did I just finish doing? I finished collecting Wiggler's bottoms.
Yep.
And then I'm now on the next bit.
Okay, because it wasn't very fun
collecting Wiggler's bottoms.
No, I can remember playing that section, and I was just like. I played it up to there and I was like, I can't buff it anymore. And then about a year later, I went back and started it again. I finally got through that level. But there's like levels where if you take the wrong turn, you go back to the start. And I hate them kind of levels. They just annoy me. But I did finish that game. I like the fact that when the shiny stickers would shine if you moved to DS. I know that's like gimmicky, but I like that. I thought that was awesome. But yeah, I do like sticker games though. They're cool.
I like Paper Mario games in general. Mm.
Have you played the newish one?
No, I haven't played the one on the Wii because I assumed that
the one on the DS.
There's a new one on the 3DS.
It's Paper Mario with regular Mario and Luigi.
But is that out?
Yeah, it's been out for ages.
But that's not Paper Mario. That's I mean, he's got Paper Mario in it, but that was a Mario and Luigi game. So
yes.
they seem to be the bigger boy RPGs.
Yes, because that has loads of you have to jump and use special attacks and stuff. I like that game. It was definitely harder because you have normal Mario and Luigi, and then you have Paper Mario, and he can like. So, you know, like, A Link Between Two Worlds, the Zelda game, you'll find, like, little crevices that Paper Mario can get through, because obviously he is paper. to get like extra stuff from the level. So that's a kind of a, that's the gimmick they've got going there, but it is really cool. Yeah, well, that's been out for a while. Like, again, I didn't finish it, but it is good because, like, when you do, like, boss fights, you make yourself into a massive paper mache robot thing, and then you have to take out the enemies that way. But, yeah, they use a lot of different stuff in that, and you've got armor and leveling up, and I don't know if there's, like, skills as such, but you could de-open more attacks for you to do. I say you could get it cheap now, but with 3DS games, they never go down in price. Nintendo always keep their prices, which is really annoying when you want to play an old game. But yeah, if you like Paper Mario and you want a bit more of a challenge, I would definitely suggest it. I don't know what it's called because it's up in my case, but it is out there somewhere. So give that a go.
I need to have a look.
Mm-hmm.
It's so annoying. The Nintendo games hold their price. But I'm semi-thinking that they'll bring the 3DS games across to the Switch. What do you think of that?
Yeah.
I think it makes sense to me.
But if they're going to lose money, aren't they, if they bring that kind of stuff over?
No, because eventually they'll kill the 3DS.
Well, they're bringing out a new one on the 28th, so they're not that quick in a hurry to get rid of the DS family. We are getting the 2DS because there was a child who has a birthday a few days before, and he needs a new one because his flat one is at breaking point, and this is like a foldy. It's basically an XL. It just doesn't have the 3D, so it's a 2DS XL.
Yeah.
Flippy, like old style. So he'll be happy to get a new one because it's got the little nubbin that does something. I don't know. But he
doesn't do it much.
No, I didn't think it did.
Find a game that I use it on.
Yeah, it's just one of them things. But it's backwards compatibility. Not as like he can play all his regular games, which is good. I wouldn't want to buy a new system and then have to play different games on it. But he's currently playing Lego City Undercover on that as well as on the PlayStation 4. The boy's come a fiend of the Lego at the moment. He's all about the Lego. So that'll be cool. I'll give a review of that as and when we acquire it in the next few weeks. So it's not that expensive either. It's only like £140, I think. So yeah, we'll get that.
I think it's 120, isn't it?
It could be. I'm not entirely sure. We got it on a special deal with Amazon that if you ordered it when it was on pre-order, you got an extra £20 off. So I don't know. It's on Kevin's side. So it's a good deal. And we normally spend about £100 on the kids on birthdays. So the extra whatever it is not too bad. But it's cool. I can't remember if he's getting the orange and white one or black and blue one. Though I do like the look of both of them. They are very stylish.
I like there's the orange one, isn't there?
Yeah, the white and orange, which is nice, but he's a boy and gets into all kinds of ickiness. And I don't think a white one would stay white very long, whereas with a black one, at least if it gets stained, it won't show up too much. Because he's a 13-year-old boy soon, and they just get dirty by sitting down. That's what I know of boys, but like I've grown up with four boys.
I had that problem.
So, yeah, just get him a one that I can hide all the scruffy bits he does.
Yeah, why not? Makes sense. Yeah. Have you seen that Oculus Rift is on sale for $399?
Yes. I have. Still not interested, though. It's still quite expensive for...
It's not for what it is.
For what it is, no, but for me at the moment, it is.
Although there's so much hate towards Oculus for just... I just don't understand why.
Everyone's like, I don't hate it.
No, I'm not saying you. Everyone's like, oh, I'd rather wait for the Vive. I don't want to support Oculus. I want to wait for the Vive.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't get it.
I've seen some upset at work with people who have just bought Oculus.
Oh, what, like last week?
Yeah, it's because our work deal just came out.
Right.
To get a deal on technology. So a bunch of people have just spent some money on technology. So those that spent it on an Oculus aren't very happy.
Yeah, but that happens.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, it's annoying, I get it.
I know.
But it happens.
Yeah. You
Maybe if they called Oculus, they'd get some sort of...
Well, no, because I think they bought it through PC World, so...
Oh, surely they're still in their take it back time.
Oh, they might be, yeah.
Because they could always buy another one and take it back.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Although they're selling out. I know, overclocked.
Pretty fast at PC World.
At one point.
Do you think that this is a pre-reveal for Oculus Rift version 2?
Yeah, version 2 is coming out.
So there was a guy on Reddit who seemed to be a dev who was saying that they've heard that it's October is going to be revealed.
Yeah, well, this makes sense then. Get rid of a bunch of the old stock. Get word out there now. And then start your marketing campaign ready for... Because then, now you can start saying Oculus has the market.
Right.
They've got the most headsets or something. Start getting rid of your backlog cheap. You can start pushing it as a thing. Although, to be fair, it was sold as the previous price was the minimum they could make them for. So either they're selling them at a loss...
They must be selling them at a loss.
Or they've found some way of making them cheaper. Because obviously after a while you can make them cheaper. Because you've got Facebook behind you. Trying to...
Yes.
Yeah. Push.
Because Facebook will want this to go mass market.
Oh yeah, that's the whole idea. They want it mass market. They want everybody to have one.
And also, if they're going to release version 2, they want to sell over 1 million Oculus Rifts. Because then you can have the whole headline, you know, with over 1 million units sold, it's now time to reveal the next one.
Yeah.
Whereas if they came on stage and were like, with nearly 500,000 units sold, it's time to reveal the next one. Not because the last one's been a failure.
Yeah. But I reckon they're doing well. Because PSVR sold over 1 million, hasn't it? I believe.
PSVR has sold definitely over 1 million.
Yeah. Last time I heard about it was 1 million, so I think.
And I get that because people don't have to get a PC, they don't have to get anything, it looks cheaper, and you can buy it and not have to worry too much about the controllers. I get it. It's bizarre. It sold 900. I'm trying to find up-to-date sales figures, but I can't. It sold 915,000 in February. So it's definitely crossed the million mark.
What, VR for PlayStation?
Hmm.
My God.
Oh, here you go. More than 1 million PlayStation VR headsets have been sold, with 5.25 million PlayStation VR games, and the average play session is about half an hour.
Okay.
So people spend about half an hour and then they stop.
That sounds about right though.
Yeah, I dip in and out of PSVR games.
I dip in and out of PlayStation games, to be honest.
Mm.
There's not many I play a lot of. I did play a bit more Elite and I stick on that for a while, but not that long. I want to set the V-Truck because you can remote play it.
Remote play what?
Elite Dangerous.
Oh, okay. I think it'd be hideous on a Vita.
It's
pretty hideous on a control pad.
It's quite hard on a control pad, I have to say. But you can hold the buttons in and stuff. They've got a whole context thing on consoles that isn't on PC.
Mm.
People have been asking for it on the PC. Because if you're holding the circle button, it brings up a set of menus. If you hold up the square button, it brings up another set of menus.
Oh, that's quite nice.
So each of the face buttons brings up... If you tap it, it does one thing. If you hold it, it does another thing. So that's...
Yeah, it's quite nice.
Nice thing to do. But...
I'm just looking at this PlayStation press release.
Okay.
Sales figures. 1 in 5 PlayStation 4s sold since November. Being a pro.
Wow, that's not bad.
Nope. Around 40% of PlayStation Pro sales have been people upgrading their older PS4s. So that confuses it a bit, though.
Yeah.
Because it means that essentially almost 50% of pros sold are people already invested in the PlayStation 4 ecosystem.
Yeah.
So it's in fact 1 in 10 PlayStation 4 sold is a pro to a new PlayStation owner.
A new one,
yeah.
Yeah. But then if they're upselling people, then that's better for Sony. Because that means they're effectively double selling to households.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. It means that they've garnered loyalty and stuff.
And it means that they're not reaching saturation. Because if households have got 2, that means they've got more households that don't have them that they can sell to still.
Mm.
So.
Mm. I mean, the best thing that I've done in PSVR was the Battlefront VR mission.
I wish I'd done that. I did borrow Battlefront.
Do you want to borrow my copy of Battlefront?
I might do at some point. To be honest, I've got somebody's Until Dawn here.
Probably. Oh, it's not mine. It could be mine. I think I might have given it to you, no? Is it American?
Remember having it, and then
I
lent out my PlayStation VR to a bunch of people. No, it's EU, and it's at some point it's got games that game, so I don't know where that came from. It's a PSVR.
No
game,
idea.
So,
no idea. I feel like we've got sidetracked into PSVR games on your shelf.
Yes.
So that's a deal. The other thing was the sign was pointing out the PlayStation Plus credit, weren't you, Si?
What about the Plus credit, sorry?
That it was a good deal.
Yeah, what was it? 15 months for 30 quid, I think, on Amazon Prime.
Yeah, that's what I...
And then if you've got Amazon Student, which by the time... Actually, no, if we get this out tonight, it might still be a case. You can get Call of Duty Infinite Warfare on PS4 for free. If you've got
yeah, I grabbed it just now for free, which is just... I felt wrong doing it, but...
We'll see.
Weird, isn't it? Why have they done that?
See, I don't have students, so I don't get it for free.
Yeah, nor do I. I have to pay $7.99. Hate you all. No, I'm joking.
That link was coming up as 40-odd quid for me, so I decided...
Yeah, if you go to checkout, then it puts the... you have to go all the way to checkout where it puts the discount on it.
Yeah, I wasn't that
bothered, anyway. I think I've got a copy of it as well. The Legacy Edition. I'm still saying I picked up when it was like 12 quid in a price mismatch.
So you have it twice now.
Yeah, but this one was free. So if Aaron wants it, he can have it.
I'm not sure I do.
It is what it is. We have the Steam...
Console.
It is a shooter on console. Yeah, it is, but it's Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Which is technically made for console, isn't it?
Yeah, but it is super twitchy, isn't it?
Don't know, I haven't played one in years.
I'm the same.
With the sticks is terrible.
I would just want to open it just to see how bad I would get in multiplayer. It's so funny.
I think we'll get absolutely hammered. Should we do it when it arrives, Anna? Should we all boot it up at the same time?
Oh, it makes me laugh because I know it's gonna be awful that I'm gonna see like spectating more than I'm gonna actually play the game because I'm not good at these games, but it's because it's been out what 6-7 months now, and you're gonna have like 20 prestige
people are gonna be silly on it
and all the cool hacks, but it's funny. I find it hilarious that people take it so seriously.
People do take it very seriously. Humble Bundle's unlocked, the monthly bundle for those people who do Humble Bundle monthly. This month was quite good. Got Galactic Civilizations 3, which is a 4X strategy game where you make Galactic Civilization. Hyperlight Drifter, which is a indie darling, an RPG, action RPG. And people are raving about it, so I want to give that one a go. Dark Souls 2, Scholars of the First Sin Edition, which is Dark Souls, for those of you who like hitting yourself in the face. Armello, which was on, I think it was Psy. We've lost Psy, by the way, people.
Yeah.
I think it was on Psy's wishlist. But Armello is described as a grand swashbuckling adventure that combines three styles of play: the deep tactics of card games, the rich strategy of tabletop board games, and a character role-playing system. Basically, you play as a fluffy bunny and you decapitate people while storming the palace to try and become the king or queen. Which looks great. I want to give that one a go. Simple Planes is on there, which my brother-in-law has been banging on at me for like the last year to try and play. And you can engineer your own planes and then try and build them to get them to fly.
That's supposed to be good.
It's meant to be really good.
I did almost buy it a couple of times.
Well, it's now in the Steam library if you fancy giving it a go.
Yeah.
As is Sherlock Holmes, The Devil's Daughter, but we won't talk about that one. Kiro Blaster is in there. And three copies of Kevin Eastman's Underwear.
Okay.
Which is not based on Neverwhere, which I was hoping. But it is a new story with Kevin Eastman, who made Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Okay.
So, got potential, but I haven't read them yet.
Yep.
And there was a couple of indie games. There was there's a point and click, which I want to play, called 2001 A Space Felony. Or How I Came to Value My Life and Murder Mercilessly. I want to give those a go. And next month's early unlocks were NBA 2K17 and Pillars of Eternity.
Okay.
So there you go. Get involved.
Yeah, I have to sort out my Steam library at some point because I think it's all broken.
So I tried... Oh, there was one game I tried that wasn't on the list. I tried on Sci's Steam library. We had Steven the Sausage Roll.
That's supposed to be quite weird puzzle game.
Everyone raves about this being like the best game ever made.
No.
I played two levels of it, hated it, and have not gone back.
It's quite an interesting puzzle game, but I think that's about all you can say about it.
It's interesting, but the puzzles are very good. They're really well thought through. The controls are designed to be irritating. And the combination of irritating control styles and intricate puzzles, in my mind, doesn't go well. So it's not like Surgeon Simulator, where there's no intricate puzzle, it's just silliness with a bad control style. It frustrated me to the point where, I played two levels and sacked it off. Because it wasn't worth it. It wasn't worth my stress. What's everyone going to be playing this week, apart from Lego games, Anna?
Probably Mordor and some Call of Duty if I open it and have a blast on that.
You should definitely open Call of Duty. Can we play co-op in the campaign? Do we know anything about this, or did we just sort of poo-poo it and never discuss it on the show? Which does sound possible now I'm saying that.
The same time as Battlefield, didn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's not going to get a look in then, is it?
Battlefield instead. I've barely played that.
I don't know how many hours I've put into Battlefield. Not as many as I did into 4, but I enjoyed it more than 4.
I quite enjoyed the bit of campaign I played. I'm absolutely terrible at the game, so my multiplayer experience was a bit terrible. But, yeah, the campaign was quite good. The American was a bit annoying, but, yeah, it's quite fun to play.
Hmm. I know what I'm going to be playing this week. I've been playing Voodoo Vince Remastered on the Xbox.
That sounds like it was a made-up name.
No, Voodoo Vince was a really good game on the original Xbox. And they remastered it. Hence, it's Voodoo Vince Remastered. And I've got it on the Xbox One. It's part of the big sale. My massive backlog of Xbox credit, I just chipped into that a little bit.
I keep meaning to turn my Xbox on again, my original Xbox, because it's all set up now, and play some games.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I must do that at some point.
Have to give it a go.
It's a shame, because I don't think there's networking set up.
On what?
On backward compatibility.
There is.
Is there?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, you can play on multiplayer, I believe, on all of them. So I've only put 5 hours into Battlefield 1 compared to Battlefield 4, where I have put 81 hours. And I'm enjoying Battlefield 1 more.
Yeah, I didn't play any... Was there single player on Battlefield 4? Because I don't remember playing
Yes,
any.
There was. It was dreadful.
Oh, okay. I didn't play any. I played some multiplayer. I forced myself
to play it all the way through. Right. It was one of those. And I regret it. I made a bad decision. Oh, I tell you what else I've played. Oh, I haven't talked about anything. I've been playing Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy. Have I talked about that?
No.
So I played the first episode of Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy on Xbox. The story writing is as brilliant as ever from Telltale, but blimey, that engine needs to go, doesn't it? Like, it's almost embarrassing playing them now, because the animations are just so shoddy, and it actually detracts from the overall experience of the game.
Is it clunky?
Look, it plays exactly the same as every single other Telltale game, so if you like Telltale games, you'll like it. But it's the first time that the quality difference between the art, the animation, and the voice acting and the story, it's never been more apparent to that. I mean, it was getting bad during Wolf Among Us. I remember there was loads of slow
down.
That was a
while ago.
But by now, it was just... The game looks beautiful, but the animations are just... Oh... Dreadful. Really, really bad. Sorry, sneeze there. But the actual story is brilliant, and it's a really good Guardians of the Galaxy story, as you would expect from Telltale. They handle it really well.
Never really played too many of those.
What, Telltale games?
Yeah. I played a bit of Wolf Among Us, and that was about it.
I'm about to say the strangest thing that I've ever said about games. They are perfect games if you don't want to play a game.
They're interactive, aren't they, really?
Yeah, it's an interactive story more than it is a game. There's no way to fail. You just experience the story in a different way.
Yeah.
So whenever I'm in a I-don't-know-what-to-play game mood, I will just play a Telltale game.
I must go back to Wolf Among Us. The problem I had with that is, because it was episodic, I got through a couple of the story bits, and then I had to wait, and then I just lost interest, because I wasn't in the story at the time. So if I go back and play it again, hopefully that'll be a lot better.
Yeah. Wolf Among Us has probably been my favourite Telltale game.
Well, I like the setup, the universe for that.
Have you read the Fables at all?
Yes,
I have. yes. I've read some of it. Sorry.
I've nearly read all of them now, but yeah, they're really good.
There's only five, aren't there?
No.
They released more.
There was always been more than five. There's like 20.
Is that volumes? I've read compendiums.
Oh, there's probably only... They haven't released compendiums for it, I don't think.
I think they have. I know I was getting the individual issues back when
issues.
It was first released.
There's issues and there's volumes, and I think there's one sort of compendium, but that's it. There's no compendiums for most of them.
Yeah, it's a
Fables
volume,
Volume
it's a
One
trade,
Legend
trade paperback. Yeah.
Yeah, it is available.
Yeah, the trade paperback is available, but I don't know whether Si meant the whole compendium or the lot.
There's 20 volumes.
Okay, I think I've only got about the comics for about.
And then, of course, there's the Splinter ones as well.
But I did enjoy it when I was reading it, but I stopped there for a while.
I still need to try the Batman one. The Telltale Batman.
I've only done Wolf Among Us. That's the only one I fancied. And I didn't get on with it because it just killed it for me, the episodes. So maybe I'll get back. Yeah, I would say do a run of it. But then I've got so many
they are good.
To get back into. I want to get back.
They don't take very long.
Now,
I need to get back on it, man. I've got it on the PlayStation as well.
So. Well, my game this week that I want to play and put some time into is Human Fall Flat. Which
this is, it looks like is it the one which looks like a
looks like oh, you're, okay. you're like a human that looks
it's
like a
gang beast.
Yeah, it looks
not
like
a gang beast.
Beast
one.
Yeah,
it's not a beat like up, is it?
No, it's a platformer. It's a puzzle platformer.
Gang beast is the gang beast one.
Yeah, but it looks
beast
like gang beast.
The beat 'em up one. Yeah.
Yeah, and. I want to give that a go, but I don't know if it's got online. I think it's only local co-op. Otherwise, I would have invited one of you to join me on my misadventures.
Couldn't we do it... Was this on PS4?
PC.
Steam, you could potentially do it, could you not? Do Steam?
No, I don't think
you
can.
Do you not invite somebody to your game? Do you not have a second controller on there? Because you can share your game with somebody and let them control it, can't you?
Can you? On Steam?
I believe so. Mm. But I don't know whether you can actually just give them a controller and you have a different controller. I don't know.
Right, not sure.
We'll have to. Maybe we'll have a try and see what.
We'll have a look. Si, what's your allocated game for the week?
I just completed Final Fantasy 15.
Yeah, so what one do you want to do this week?
Oh, right.
To complete, but what do you fancy?
What am I going to complete now I've completed Final Fantasy 15? Crikey. There is... there was... I need to get through... There is... I've got a big long list of things I need to get through. I'm looking at maybe Rise of the Tomb Raider.
Yeah, good game.
Or start the Kingdom Hearts collection.
Yeah...
Right.
Long game.
They're your ones, Anna.
Or Horizon Zero Dawn. All these ones I've not played. I've got a big long list of things I've not played yet. Witcher 3, Horizon Zero Dawn.
And you've got that
Dishonored
platform
2,
you want. What's the one with the giant cat with wings?
I need to finish Watch Dogs 2. Cat with wings? Mm.
Yeah.
Banjo Kazooie.
Yeah, the one that didn't
Aaron knows. Yeah.
Ukulele.
No.
Cat with Wings, what are you on about?
You bought a copy of it. The Last Guardian.
Last Guardian, that's it. Yeah.
I didn't have a copy of that.
I thought you bought a copy.
No.
No.
I have enough to be getting on with. Titanfall 2.
Titanfall 2 is well worth playing. If you've not played that yet, get on with that.
I think I'm about halfway. The campaign's not actually that long, is it? I think I'm about halfway through already.
Anna, what are you doing this week?
Marvel.
Aaron?
Well, I'll be playing some Elite.
No. Okay, something new, come on.
New? I think, well, something new. Because I'm going to try and finish Witcher 3. I'm not going to manage that in a week. But something new. I'm just trying to think what I haven't played for ages. I'll try and get that Tyranny game. Try and get some Tyranny time.
Yeah, do Tyranny. That's a great shout. Do Tyranny. But then, until next week, then we're off. Aaron, where can people follow you?
I'm at AaronHUK.
Si, welcome back to the show. Where can people follow you?
You can come follow all them Prime Day deals at UKVG Deals.
Anna,
I'm at Miss Lilija.
I'm at Flyshe. You can follow the entire show over at The Loopcasters. You can email us, theloopcasters@hotmail.com. You can visit our website. Does that still exist? I'm sure it does. Over at theinfiniteloopcast.com. But until next week, it's a bye-bye from me, and it's a bye-bye from them.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Week.